New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
If you missed it, earlier this week, we got a phone call that said this.
And I was standing there. I'm like, he looks just like Keanu Reeves. And I whispered, and I said, is that Keanu Reeves? He said, yes.
And it was. Yeah. She was at the race this past weekend where Keanu Reeves was racing, and she was 2 feet away from him.
And didn't say hello, though.
She didn't want to interrupt him, she said.
I mean, he was right there, 2 feet away. He's supposed to be super nice. I would have been like, dude, you're Keanu. I just have to say hello. I'm sorry. Big, big fan.
But we love to hear your celebrity encounters. So who was yours? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So I've had a few. Mm-hmm. At one point, I was grooming dogs, and I went to an apartment where Kate Hudson was staying to groom her dog, and her husband at the time, Chris Robinson, answered the door. So he was very, very nice.
Yeah. Nice guy, but you thought he was like a vagrant, right? Like you thought he broke into the place because Chris Robinson, like very hippie-ish.
Well, I was just really surprised. Yeah. He was just so casual. I was like, it
shirt
took
off.
Me by surprise because I just.
Gosh. I don't know who Chris Robinson is. Oh, Black Rose.
The lead singer of the Black Rose.
I just looked him up. He is. Yeah, he's terrifying.
I bet you he smelled like patchouli.
And then I also, at the Bridgewater Fair, I literally ran into Dustin Hoffman one time. I was talking to a friend and was distracted and bumped into him.
No
I heard he's
kidding.
Short. Is he short?
He's so short. He was also equally surprised. So, you know, but he was perfectly fine about it. And then the coolest, well, in my opinion, the coolest one was this was, of course, years ago.
You're very popular.
I ended up at a Broadway show just seats down from David Bowie and Imam.
That's like being there like when, you know, first contact is made. Like David Bowie and Imam are a couple of aliens. That's awesome. That's incredible.
I know.
That's
I
so
know.
Awesome.
And it's like I even locked eyes with David Bowie. And I mean, that has just stayed with me. Forever.
I bet. He injected you.
His eyes are piercing.
That's right. He laser beamed you, man.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
That
also,
is cool.
Dustin Hoffman, only 5'5".
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman, though, very handsome. If you bump into each other, you share a joke right there. It's kind of like a rom-com in the making. So these are incredible. Thank you so much for sharing.
Okay.
Richard, your celebrity encounter.
My celebrity encounter was I was working at the boat marina, and two guys showed up, or three, and I asked him to sign the login because it's standard procedure. And he said, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I've been coming here for years. You're not going to make me do that. And later to come to find out that it was Paul Newman.
Paul Newman's like, I won't sign this thing. Enjoy your salad dressing.
No, he didn't want to sign it. Yeah. And he came back and he apologized to me and he said he was really sorry and that he shook my hand and he said, have a good night.
He didn't want anybody to snag it or want to sell it or make a big deal out of it or know that he was going to be going there, I'm guessing.
Oh, absolutely not. No, and I've met a couple celebrities. I've actually met Marlo Thomas, Phil Donahue, and Martha Stewart. I've met a few people.
Yeah, it's just the area where they roam the countryside. I like to see Martha Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
She's just out there roaming through fields and flowers.
Yeah, Turkey Hill. She gave us some little desserts. We put a Christmas tree in for her.
Oh, delicious.
And I worked at Phil Donahue's property.
Phil used to do like that hard copy stuff. That would have been fun to roam around his place.
Mm. Earlier this week, we got a phone call from a woman that was at the race next to Keanu Reeves this past weekend where he raced and crashed his car. She had never been so excited in her life to be next to a celebrity.
She didn't even talk to him, but she was just in his area and was like, I had such a great weekend.
Who was your celebrity encounter and were they nice? Lauren.
I was in Walmart and a woman walked in and I thought, she looks familiar. And then she got in line behind me and I was like, that's Susan Sarandon.
Oh, wow.
What is Susan Sarandon buying at Walmart?
Yeah, what did she have on the conveyor?
she had flowers. She had like a potted sunflower and a couple of hanging baskets. I was like, this is really Susan Sarandon. She's standing behind me right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so glad you didn't say Anna Zapp. I was like, that doesn't count. Thanks for the call. Have a great day. Susan Sarandon.
Risa, what was your celebrity encounter?
Okay, so I was like about 20. And it was shooting a Sprite commercial. Like, it's, like, in this club. And all of a sudden, I was, like, part of the party scene. And then all of a sudden, there comes Jay-Z. And he's, like, rapping on stage. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I, like, literally froze.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wait. I mean, Jay-Z loves Sprite.
Right, and he pointed at me. He pointed and winked.
I can't even believe that they let Jay-Z out in public. He seems like one of those people that, like, you're never going to see him anywhere. You know, you're not going to run into Jay-Z somewhere. He's not going to the local pharmacy to pick up his medication.
I mean, unless Sprite pays him $2 million to appear in their commercial.
Well, then, right.
Then it makes total sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
That's cool.
So
thanks.
Crazy.
Hey, Sandra, what was your celebrity encounter?
Well, actually, I've had two, but the one I remember most memorably was Cyndi Lauper. It was the 80s, and I worked at the front desk of the Hyatt in Vancouver.
Okay.
And I had to go to break, and we had a really short window of time. So I was literally running to the break room, and I crashed into Cyndi Lauper, like full-on frontal. You know when you say you bumped into someone? Well, I full-on bumped into her.
Oh, my gosh.
Was she nice, and what does she smell like?
Well, I don't remember the smell part, but I said, oh, shit.
Right.
She laughed, and then I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. She just thought it was hilarious, but I felt so bad.
Who was the other one, Sandra?
I made tea for Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, how did she take it?
It was a fundraising event, and I was in charge of... So she was like, do you want to sit down and have a conversation? But I was responsible for putting all the people on the stage. All right.
Wait a minute.
Whoopi Goldberg not have any friends?
Right. Did Whoopi Goldberg ask you to sit down?
Yeah, she did.
Today's the day I quit my job. That's an interesting moment, whether you like her or not.
No, it's just sad, because that means Whoopi Goldberg doesn't have any friends.
Oh,
she was like, you brought me this tea, and I don't have anyone to talk to. Would you like to sit down?
She
and
was
you were
in
like,
this
nah,
ginormous,
I'm good.
Yeah, no, I actually had to do something, but she was in this ginormous room by herself. Yeah. I would have been lonely, too.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
I don't think she was lonely. I think she was just being friendly.
I mean, Whoopi, if you're listening, I prefer pre-Jumpin' Jack Flash Whoopi rather than the View Whoopi. Yes. But, you know, either way.
Mm-hmm.
She was very sweet.
Marissa, your celebrity encounter.
So I went to see Spider-Man After Dark on Broadway, and my friend was in the show, so I went backstage after, and this guy walked up to me and hugged me, and then when he pulled away, I realized it was Bono. He thought he knew me.
Oh.
I did not know him.
What?
Was he a little touchy? Was he a little feely? He was apologetic.
He was.
But
he was
like, flirty.
Hey, you coming to the party? And I was like, no, I have a gig after this.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, that's Bono.
How does Bono randomly hug people? That seems weird.
He thought she was the hot chick that he knew. Instead, she was the random hot chick.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Remember, I told you, the guy from Incubus, he chased my wife all over that arena. Thought my wife was this girl he used to mess with. Nope. Wrong girl, my friend.
Plot twist. What if it was? And she just never told you.
You know what? Right. Right.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.